Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Ed Yordan is our guest. He's our friend. His website is Yordan, Yourdon.com. His books are there. All the books are there. All the articles you've been writing. You do a lot of social media, too, don't you? Don't you,
Ed? I certainly do, yeah. You know, I'm on all the, well, not quite all, but most of the social media networks. Facebook and Twitter.
Who says social media is just for the kids, right?
No, the demographics have been shifting very strongly toward middle age and even older.
Yeah,
Silver Surfers or whatever they're called.
Whatever those guys are called, right?
Right.
Not it's not you and me. We're not talking about us.
No.
Hey, Ed, we were talking about cloud computing in the last segment and all the virtues of it, all the great things. It's going to empower small businesses. I believe that very much. I'm encouraging small business owners to do that, but it doesn't come without some potential issues and maybe even some controversy, because I have a library of books that I've been acquiring in my lifetime that I'm pretty proud of. I love my library. I like being able to go back, you know, and things I want to open the book up and look at it. I like holding a book in my hand, but I also own an iPad, Ed.
Yep,
and,
me too.
And I've been buying books, virtual books, and I like reading. I've actually didn't think I ever would. I know I don't like reading books on a desktop, but I'm enjoying the reader experience, electronic reader experience. But what if over the next 20 years all the books I buy are electronic? And what's that? That means my library is going to be in this little device that could be stolen, it could be dropped, broken. And if it's in the cloud, if I store my books in the cloud. What if something happens to the cloud? It gets hijacked or something. What's in terms of 100 years from now, where will our information be stored? How will we have that? What will the archives look like, Ed? And is that dangerous?
Well, there certainly are risks, and I think one of the areas of social evolution is going to be appropriate laws and policies and so forth to enforce privacy and security. There's an even more subtle version of what you're talking about that I don't think you see on the iPad. Maybe you do, but certainly on the Kindle. And that is you'll be reading along, and all of a sudden you'll notice that a particular phrase has been kind of underlined. And you think, what's that? And it's Kindle saying, we thought you would like to know that 14 other people read the same thing. And they
I had a Kindle once, and I gave it back. I did not like that.
Yeah. Kindle also, or Amazon, I guess it was, decided to remove copies of one particular book because apparently there was some dispute about plagiarism or copyright or whatever, but they didn't bother telling their customers in advance. So all of a sudden you turned on your Kindle and found that a book that you paid for is gone.
Oh, really?
So,
Wait, time out. They removed a book that they'd sold me?
Yep. And then, you know, there was such a
from the Kindle. They sucked it off of my Kindle?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
So, these are still very early days, and a lot of this stuff is being thrashed out. Unfortunately, the law is always 5 or 10 years behind the technology.
Yep.
So we're going to be encountering all kinds of issues. You know, to further answer your question, what happens if Google turns evil?
Yeah. What do you mean turns?
Well, I didn't want to get into the politics quite that directly, but, you know, we are just assuming that the Amazons and Apples and Googles and Kindles and, you know, so forth are generally benevolent, or that they'll at least warn us before they do something that could have, you know, a serious impact.
But, right.
You know, and that's private enterprise. What happens?
I'm not worried about them. You mentioned government earlier.
Exactly.
What happens when the government, never mind turns evil, what happens when the government does what it likes to do, which is gain control?
Or tax. Yeah.
Yes. And look what's going on in other countries. And right now, Ed, you know this, the United Nations is trying to get control of the Internet globally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have people on the show reporting on how they've been fighting this. The United Nations is trying to get control of ICANN right now.
Yep.
So folks, these are some of the dangers, some of the controversy, some of the concerns that I have for cloud computing, Ed.
So we need to keep our eyes open and watch this stuff as it develops and participate as citizens, because it is going to have an impact on our lives. Even mundane things like reading,
right,
you know, is going to be at risk.
Absolutely.
In some ways.
Ed, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done, and we'll have you back again real soon.
I look forward to it.
Ed Yorden, ladies and gentlemen, what a great mind he is. What a great resource he's been for us now, almost 13 years. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.